Now, verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the nations, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Now, actually, this probably was one of the earliest creeds of the church. Some think that it was one of the songs of the early church. Without controversy, we are told here, and that's a very interesting word that we have here. Without controversy means confessedly or obviously, and notice this, that great is the mystery of godliness. Now that is that God is going to bring into this world in which we live. He's going to remove sin and going to bring in godly men and godly women. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. That is that great statement that is made here. And this, I think, is certainly Paul teaching the virgin birth of Christ. And it speaks also of Christ's existence before his incarnation, and that it was spiritual, of course. He was in the form of God, Paul says in Philippians 2:6. He was the effulgence of God's glory and the express image of his substance, the writer to the Hebrews says in Hebrews 1:3, and that God is a spirit, and the Lord Jesus himself said that in John 4:24. Now, from this condition, as God, not seen with human eyes, he came into manifestation, into sight, if you please, in the flesh. He became a man, and he entered into human conditions. And under these human conditions, the attributes of his essential spiritual personality were veiled. In fact, that's the thought that John gives in his gospel. The Word became flesh, that is, was born flesh. Or, we're told, he pitched his tent here among us. He was born flesh. He was made flesh and took his place here among us. And the thought there, he was veiled in human flesh, just as God was not visible in the tabernacle, then he tabernacled here among us in human flesh. But now since he's a human being, then he's like we are, we can know something about God. But under these human conditions, the attributes of his essential being was veiled. He did not appear to man what he really was. He was not recognized by them as who he was, the one who in the beginning was God and was with God and was God. And all things were made by him. Why, he came a little helpless baby, and he was the image of the invisible God as one with God. And he had all power in heaven and in earth. But down here, he took upon himself human flesh, and as a result, why, he was treated down here as an imposter, a usurper, a blasphemer. He was hated. He was persecuted. He was murdered. He was poor. He was tempted. He was tried. He could shed tears. He was a man of sorrows. Now, in all of that, he was not justified in the flesh, you see. He came out of the sphere of his spiritual being and came down to this earth. And down here, why, he took a lowly place. But now, you see, as it says here, he was manifest in the flesh. This is the way the world saw him, but justified in the spirit. And there were times when his glory broke out down here. There were revelations and expressions and witnesses of who he really was when he was down here. That was seen in his virgin birth and the presence of angels there. It was seen at his baptism, at his transfiguration, and at the time they came out to arrest him, and the things that even happened at his crucifixion. that caused the centurion there to say, truly, this is the Son of God. But it was when he came back from the dead, we see him now justified, and he's now has gone back to the right hand of God. No enemy can touch him from now on. He'll never be dishonored again. No one in his presence will ever be able to do that again, because he came down here, and the fact that he's gone back there. Now, it means our justification, because down here he was delivered for our offenses. He was taking our place as a sinner. Now he gives us his place up yonder, and we're justified. And today he's justified in the Spirit up yonder, and of who he really was. How wonderful this is. He was delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification, for our righteousness today. He was seen of angels. He was when he was here. He didn't see angels. They saw him. And today, he's gone back. And I'm of the opinion all of the created intelligences of heaven worship him. Why? Because he came down and wrought redemption for mankind today. And little man down here hasn't caught on yet that this is going to be the song of eternity, the song of redemption. Now he's preached unto the nations. That's what we're doing today. That's true. And believed on in the world. There are many today that are trusting him as their Savior and received up into glory. And he's at God's right hand. In fact, at this very moment, he's right up there, friends. By the way, have you had anything to say to him today? Have you talked with him? Have you told him that you love him? Have you thanked him for something? How wonderful he is.